Hello and welcome to this episode of AnimeCons TV. I'm Patrick Delahanty, and I'm here to show you how to find a convention near you. Now, AnimeCons TV is hosted by AnimeCons.com, and I developed this site as a way to find conventions. This is what the site specializes in. But sometimes people can have a little trouble finding a convention that's near them. So I'm going to walk everybody through the steps of how I would find a convention near a certain area. Now, one of the first things you'll see on the homepage is the featured thing at the top. And we've also got our latest articles, some blog posts, and this week's conventions over on the side. And this shows conventions for the coming week. Now, the way to find conventions is you go up to the top and hit conventions, and you'll see our full convention list. This shows anime conventions around the world. And it's a little bit overwhelming. By default, the convention page will show any conventions in the future, meaning anything that happened even yesterday that's over with, it's not going to be on the list. I'm recording this on April 20th, so the conventions wrapping up on April 20th are still showing up. But tomorrow morning, the first one we'll see on this list is Calgary Comic and Entertainment Expo. If I want to see other 2014 ones that happened before this, I'll have to go to the top and click 2014. I can also view any other previous year, or I can sort this by region. We'll go to USA, and I get a nice map of the USA, and I'm currently viewing every anime convention in the US that's yet to come. I can click on any of these states, and I will see a list of conventions in that state. Now, some of these Northeast states are tiny, so we get this outset here. But if I click on Maine, I can get to the main list. But if I click on the New England at the top, I can actually get to New England. So here we've got the main conventions, PortCon Maine and Animaine. There's two, so those are a couple options I've got. But maybe I'm willing to drive to New Hampshire or Massachusetts, Connecticut. So I can click on this New England up here. It's kind of like a little Easter egg. And now I get a list of all the New England conventions. Because, you know, New England's like the same size as a Western state. And so that's a good list. But maybe I'm willing to drive to New York or someplace in Canada just over the border. So how do I get that list? Well, there's an easier way. We've got the map option at the top. And this brings up Google Maps. And using this, you can just double click and move it around or zoom in. And I'm zooming in by double clicking. And so I can find a convention that would be near me very easily. So I can head up here to a convention in New Brunswick or Quebec or down to New Hampshire, maybe Boston. And so then there's the ones in Maine. Now here's one in Montreal. We'll click on this and we get Otakuthon. It's a pretty big convention in Montreal. Up here we've got Geek Fest Quebec. It's a sci-fi convention in Quebec. And here we've got Animaritime in New Brunswick. You'll see Animaritime is an anime convention, so it doesn't say convention type. But the one in Quebec was not, and that's why it's green. Anime conventions on this map are blue, and everything else is green. Now, if it's this orangey color, then that means it's postponed. So avoid those. But I can see how far I might have to drive to get to any other of these conventions in the Northeast. I can zoom in, see exactly where they're located. We try to get the pins right on top of the venue it's going to be in, so you can get the best approximation. So here we've got PortCon Maine in South Portland, Maine. If I click on this, I get to an information page about PortCon Maine. And on this page, we've got the convention information. We have the name, the dates, the venue, description. We've got registration information and a link to register and a list of guests. Over on the right, we've got the logo, their Twitter feed, and the list of previous and future events. So you can view any previous year or any known future years. So if you click on one of these, we'll see who the guests were 10 years ago in 2004. Right, now up here, you'll see it says view5animecons.com users in attendance. What this does is it lets people who have signed up to a membership on the site, it lets them say that they're going to attend the convention or that they have attended the convention. If we click on this, we see the attendees are Ellie Starr, Gail, myself, Shiva, and Tomas. Pretty much the whole podcast crew and Tomas. So I think Doug and Sketch need to get on the ball here and add themselves. Now, for you to get on this list, you have to register for an account. Luckily, you've got a link right here. So you can register by clicking the link, and this will bring you to our forums. So read over the rules. It's basically don't do anything dumb. Don't spam us. You know, all that stuff. I wrote the rules, so I'll agree to them. In my login name, I'm going to put AnimeConsTV. You can put whatever login name you want. Display name, this is what displays to all the other users as your name. These can be different. I recommend having them the same, just so you don't drive yourself crazy. This is just something odd with the forum software. I'll send myself a password. 12345. 12345. I have that on my luggage. My email address, we'll put podcast@animecons.tv. And location, it's optional, but I will put my home in Petaluma, California. And proceed. Alright, so now it tells me I need to verify my email before I can proceed further. Now this is just to keep spammers from filling our forums with crap, and nobody wants that. So we just ask you to verify your email address. It takes 2 seconds. So I'll click, I've got my verification email. I've got my verification email, and I'll click the link to verify. That brings me back to the site, and it's ready for use. I may log in at any time. All right, so I'll type in my login name, AnimeConsTV, my password, 12345, which I will change later. Remember me, and proceed. Now there's actually a bug here. I have logged in, but it says username not found. But it also says welcome AnimeConsTV. So when you see this, just believe me, you're logged in. You can hit the forum index and you can see you are logged in. So ignore that error. Then you can read any of the forums, you can participate in the shout box, or you can go up, and if you go to the homepage of animecons.com, now you'll see your next conventions. Instead of a login box, it actually wants to show your conventions. You can go to your personal convention log and add them, or you can go to the list of conventions, pick one. We'll go back and pick PortCon Maine. You can just hit add this con to your personal convention log. So we'll click this link and it's added to the list of conventions that this account has attended. You can also select members and you can get to personal convention log under that menu. You can change your attendee type. So if you weren't a regular attendee, maybe you were an artist or a panelist or press or any of these other ones, but for this one, we're going to be press. I'm going to be reporting from this convention. So I'll update, and it's saved. And so now if I want to add other ones, I can select them from this box. This list here is not just anime conventions. We pull this from fancons.com, and it's all conventions in our database. So we're not limiting you to just picking anime conventions. Let's see, I was in KrakenCon a few weeks ago, so I'll pick KrakenCon in this list. There, and I can hold down Command and press Update. Now I'm adding two. I can search for KatsuCon. We were just there too, KatsuCon 2014 and 13 update. And now those are on the list too. This is a good way to keep track of conventions you've attended. If you're not seeing a convention, you can always add it. There's a Submit It Here button that links to our form to submit a new convention, and as long as it's not in our database already, we'll add that right away. Now, there's also an option here for convention ratings. This lets you rate conventions you've attended. You can give it 1 to 5 stars, with 5 stars being, oh my god, this thing was perfect, to 1 star being, oh, the pain, stop it now. 3 is, it was okay. So that's somewhere in the middle. 2 is, I didn't like it. 1 is, I hated it. And 4 is, it was good. And 5 is, I loved it. So, you know, KatsuCon, we'll give it 4. Sure. KrakenCon, yep. These icons over here, the people, lets you show other people attending that convention. And the information link brings you to the page for information about that con. So here's KatsuCon's page. And you can see your rating and the number of stars. So you can actually rate it right on the conventions page as well. And then for a convention that has a minimum amount of ratings, you can actually see the average from everybody else. So on Anime Boston 2013, we've got an average of 4.2 stars based on less than 10 member ratings. So this is a good way to not only find conventions near you, but manage and keep track of the ones that you plan to attend or that you have attended. I've attended over 100 conventions, and there's no way that I would ever be able to remember all of them or how good they were without these tools. So luckily, using this, I can go in and list every convention I've been to. I can rate it. I usually do that within a week of the convention. I'll come and say, oh, okay, that one was 3 stars, 4 stars, whatever. My ratings tend to go from one extreme to the other, and they're all over the place. I don't rate everything, oh, this is all awesome, or this was all terrible. You know, if a con was bad, it's bad. There's a couple I've given 1 star, but there's a couple I've given 5 stars. I usually save that for the best of the best. And how you do the ratings is up to you. Now, it is a weighted rating system, so if you're going to give everything 5 stars, it may not count as much as somebody that does a whole wide range of ratings. We also weight it differently, so if you've been to a variety of conventions, it may count differently than somebody that just goes to the same convention over and over. So anyway, this is some of the great features we've got on the site. Please explore it. Over on the right side of the site, we do have a feedback link, so you can go in there and give us suggestions for other features you'd like. This is a site that's alive, it's still being built. It's 10 years old now and it's still being built. But I want to hear more features, and we're going to get more worked in the site soon. And I hope you found this helpful, and I hope that you will use these tools. Keep track of the conventions you're going to, and rate them, and even just find conventions near you. Get out there and don't just keep going to the same one, but look around, see what else is there. There may be another convention that you didn't even know about. There's a lot of small ones that just slip through the cracks. And if you're new to an area like I was, I've been here for a year now, but I'm still learning about new conventions. There's the Stockton Con that I didn't even know about until 2 weeks ago. So, yeah, hopefully these tools are helpful. And we'll see you next week with another feedback episode. And there's a lot of feedback this month. We got even get a report from PAX East. So definitely tune in and check that out. And we'll see you again. Thanks.